President Prabowo Subianto announced that the government is intensifying the implementation of standard operating procedures for the Free Magicians program, aiming to achieve zero incidents. Speaking to over 400 global CEOs at the Forbes Global CEOs Conference 2025 in Jakarta on Wednesday evening, October 15, 2025, President Prabowo outlined preventive steps including tightening supervision and SOPs, as well as purchasing and modern equipment for the sterilization of water and the meals container is being used. On the opening day of Trade Expo Indonesia 2025, held Wednesday, October 15, 2025, in Tangerang, Indonesian businesses signed 131 memorandums of understanding worth of 9.99 billion with international buyers. Trade Minister Budi Santosa made the statement on Wednesday, October 15, as quoted by AntaraNews.com. The majority of MOUs were signed for products such as coal, blue energy investment, gold, biodiesel, and furniture, reflecting on strong global demand for Indonesian commodities and manufactured goods. That was news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yang seharusnya milikku kini miliknya. Meski hatiku untuk kamu dan hatimu tetap aku, jangan coba kita tuh bertemu. Takkan sanggup aku bertahan diri, ingin berlari melalui yang pernah ku miliki. Di benakku selalu terlintas jalinan kisah kita.
Solar Planet is one of the legendary solar culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as kempol palet, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As kempol palet is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as kempol palet, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Parat is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol palet is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of es gempol palet, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Mengapa kita ditakdirkan berjumpa, padahal kita takkan mungkin kesana. Ketujuan sama, bertemu di tangannya, menunggu yang ku tahu sia-sia. Ku petik bunga mawar warna jingga, hanya semata senyum kau dibuatnya. Tak sadarkan dirinya terluka di akhirnya, mencinta tanpa tahu akibatnya. Di sana kau bahkan tak sesaat pun teringat, ku yang selalu mengingat. Utama di sana kau terlihat bahagia. Ku petik bunga mawar warna jingga, hanya semata senyum kau dibuatnya. Tak sadarkan dirinya terluka di akhir, mencinta tanpa tahu akibatnya. sesaat pun teringat ku yang selalu aku tahan namun tak berhenti mengalir tuh kau yang takkan mengerti.
If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala Village is a fish shelter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Our listeners, recently one of my friends asked me to go to an open trip to Baduy Strap areas. It offers cultures and tracking, and that got me thinking about Baduy tribe. So because I want to find out more, let's find out more with me. So the Baduy tribe, it's also spelled Baduy with I, is an indigenous ethnic group that inhabits the remote and hilly region of Banten Province, West Java, Indonesia. Unlike many traditional communities that have gradually adopted aspects of modern life, the Baduy tribe remains one of the few that actively rejects modernity in order to preserve its ancestral way of life. They are deeply rooted in ancient Sundanese traditions, prioritizing harmony with nature, spiritual balance, and community self-sufficiency over the convenience of modern infrastructure and technology. So, it's very rare to see in nowadays era. The Baduy people in Indonesia are often recognized for their disciplined cultural isolation, guided by centuries-old customs and oral law. Their physical environment, a lush, forested area around Conacher's village, remains largely untouched due to their belief in ecological balance and spiritual purity. Visitors often remark that entering a Baduy village feels like stepping into a preserved fragment of Indonesia's distant past. I would like to do that because in 2025, how can you step into a preserved fragment other than museums, seeing a lot of, you know, old stuff, historical stuff from back in the days when Indonesia were not the way it were. Of course, to make it feel more alive, there are open trips to places like Baduy. One of the most unique aspects of the Baduy tribe is its internal structure, which divides community into two distinct groups, the inner Baduy and the outer Baduy. Though they share the same ethnic and spatial roots, the two branches live by different level of strictness in observing their customary laws. Okay, so it's very, very traditional, and their way of life is different, but still from the same roots. For the Baduy, life is not only dictated by consumerism, modern technology, or external expectations. Instead, it is defined by simplicity, self-sufficiency, and a spiritual connection to nature. Every aspect of their daily nature or routine, from farming practices to food preparation, reflects on a commitment to living in harmony with the land. So a lot of people actually turn into when they want to explore spiritualism in Indonesia, they go to Bali. But I think if you want a more much preserved type of spiritualism, and it is very much, you know, historical because they've been this way for years and years, you can go to Baduy, you know, check out Baduy. I think that's a good place if you want to know about preserve Indonesian culture, fragments of some region in Indonesia that is very well preserved. You can go to Baduy not only to learn about the culture, but of course hone your spiritualism with Baduy people. But of course you have to be respectful, and you have to obey the law that they have, customs, oral law, just like what I stated in the first information that I told you. So, of course, VOI, Voice of Indonesia, will be bringing you any information just like this one. And if you want to know more, but you cannot wait for me to tell you, check out rri.co.id. It's the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, which delivers the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So stay updated with a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
Tak kulihat kau yang dulu ku mahu. Kadang ingat, kadang tidak.
Phulpat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Phulpat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Phulpat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Phulpat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Phulpat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Phulpat Island vary depending on what recent attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Phulpat Island, there are no courses besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Phulpat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro Ship or Roland Roloff. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Phulpat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Selat Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots with over undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
Alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources.
Daya alamnya itu.
So it is better for jadi, blessing and more beneficial and also the economic standard of society is also better.
Lebih baik.
That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloud of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which showered Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the districts, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atal Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatannya malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin, gitu kan. Kelihatannya ada asap, gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke at the time general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wah, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post,
gitu kan.
I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, shown from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar.
But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday occurred overflow smoke and lava.
Kalau kita nyimpan.
There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we start water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slowly feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture lands is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equals 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens.
Suatu tanaman.
If we dig the content of galungum dust, that is vulkanologi dust or hara elements, which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, Fe or iron, magnesium, sulfur. That supports may develop the plant's growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before one galungum erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galungum dust does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galungum rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galungum itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galungum itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galungum yang diproduksi beras dari air galungum itu
before galungum erupted its product was normal,
ya, sehingga mempunyai harga yang
eruption, the product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Saya itu merek
galungum rice
beras
which is anjur produced from galungum water
mana
is premium.
Ada sebagian beras dari sini,
so that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Sayong. It is good quality of the rice. The soaking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms.
Remember, beras di
sini, soaking rice can produce much
itu
if used fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Market Ecology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tens of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Rapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. These types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah, dengan adanya letusan galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan udah lama kan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past, harvest season was only twice a year. In here, harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If three times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or three times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Nah, itulah riwayat yang umum, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang
it was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources and bring about more benefit, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safullah, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Kasuami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tagepe. To make kasuami, initially tagepe is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagepe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagepe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Dear listeners, after this, I'll be playing you a song from the band Payung Teduh entitled Resah. Payung Teduh is actually a really famous band from Indonesia, and their genre is indie, and a lot of people know them, including even the elders. Not the elders. I think that's kind of too much and corny. I mean, all people from all age knows their band, and they know Payung Teduh from one of their most favorite song by the Indonesian people. It's Akad, but in contradictive to that, Akad is good, but it's not my favorite song. Because I am the host for this morning session, I'm going to play you my favorite song, which is Resah from Payung Teduh. Enjoy.